You ever have technology turn on you? I just saw this story of a woman who caught her husband apparently cheating with her friend because she saw a picture of his car in front of the friend's house on Google Street View. That's wild. So have you ever been busted by technology? I was, kind of looking at this, and some of the comments were wild. This is like, caught my husband when I opened Words with Friends. So apparently Words with Friends. Remember that game?
Well, I never played it, but you did. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Was that one you were into?
Yeah, yeah.
That and Wordle. Are you still playing Wordle?
Oh, I am still on Wordle, for sure.
Oh, that's great.
Don't get me started on that.
All right.
But they have a texting feature on Words with Friends, and saw a bunch of texts from a woman who sent him her PayPal and then asked for, quote, dog food money in exchange for things.
Okay. Mm. Dog food money? Interesting.
Yeah, right. How did technology out you? I was saying how, you know, it's like, I didn't see your text. It's like you have read receipts on. It's like,
you saw it.
You actually did.
You saw it.
I know.
I know you saw it.
Is that the worst? Like when you see that someone has read it and just not responded and you're
there's like a little Bitmoji you can send that says, I know you read that.
Really? another one. I'm in sales. Snuck out for a half day to play golf. Boss texted me in a panic. Needed a proposal I was working on. I asked the club pro if I could borrow his fax machine. Like, you can tell this is a dated story.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, each page had the name of the golf club on it.
Oh!
So each page he was faxing, you know, it comes out on the other side and it says from... You know, yes. Valhalla Golf Club or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, really? Really? It's okay. All right.
All righty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know where you are.
I know for sure. Another was at a bar, met a young woman and went out to my truck. We were making out and I accidentally butt dialed my mom. I was living at home then.
Oh, no.
Got home, she was waiting up.
Oh.
I asked how she was doing, and she was like, well, not as good as you.
Oh, my gosh.
When?
So tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, I think I know, but tell me more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard one side of it at least. My gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've heard those stories of, like, Google Street View, and... you can Google these stories, and I don't know how true they are or not, but it's wild. Some of these people who've been caught cheating, like on a park bench. Uh-huh. And there was another story of a woman who saw her husband with another woman on his lap on a park bench as Google Street View went by.
That's crazy.
And she just happened to be like looking up an address and was like, wait, hang on a second.
Like, what timing?
I know this person. That's this person incredible. Is my husband. And who is that person? That person is not me. I don't know if you have any stories of when technology failed you and threw you under the bus, but we'd love to hear it. 502-795-1997. So if you got any of those.
A couple of yours have been kind of mild. I mean, you've sent me a text before that says, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Meant for your wife.
Yeah, meaning to send it to my wife, and
thank you, that is sweet.
Yeah, aw, adorable.
Precious.
Yeah. I mean, I've sent the text message before to, like, colleagues where I mean to say, I'll call you back in a sec, and I replace the sec with sex, and it's like, oh, okay, that's awkward.
Oopsies.
You know,
funny.
Exactly, right.
LOL, sassy but, phone.
Right. I know what my phone's thinking about. Yeah. When technology attacks and throws you under the bus. Got a text from a listener just the other day. I went to send someone the middle finger Ended up sending it to my daughter's softball friend's mom.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't see it for like 15 minutes, so the damage was done, and I couldn't unsend it.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no.
How many times did you apologize? But even if you do, it's like if they're one of those people that would never use that or say that or anything like that, then the damage has been done. They know you do.
Right. Bethany said, years ago, I was having a fight with my now ex over the phone. He made me mad, so I hung up on him. I instantly felt petty, so when he called me back, I was like, yeah, sorry I lost you. He said, no, you didn't. It said call ended, not call dropped.
Oh!
Dang. Oh, man. Oh, hey, sorry, we're going through a tunnel. Yeah, no, you didn't, because it said call ended, not dropped.
You just hit drop. There you
that
go.
That is
you just
funny.
And you hit red X. You ended it.
So, Selena, what happened with you and your now ex?
We used to play games online a lot, and you can talk through microphones and stuff. Well, he told me and some of our friends he was going to go take a call real quick.
Uh-huh.
Well, he also had a VR headset, which also has a microphone through it.
Okay.
And I don't know if he knew it had that or he forgot, but while he's taking the phone call, I'm messing with my friends, and I'm like, I want to listen to his conversation. And I can hear him on the phone talking to some girl, talking about being friends with benefits.
Oh, no.
To the other girl or referring to you?
To the other girl he's on the phone with.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And all his friends were so quiet, and I yelled at him as soon as he got back. He was so embarrassed.
Serves him right.
It does.
Thank you for the phone call. Wow. We can look back on these moments and laugh now, right?
Exactly. It's therapeutic to laugh about it now. In the time, though, we were mad.
Yeah, for sure.